Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Nun Chedem and Aleph, the fifth parak, Tamid Nishchat. As I mentioned in the previous year, from the fifth parak until the ninth parak is about the Korban of Pesach, is course to go in Seder Kodashim, dealing with Korban Pesach Rishon, Korban Pesach Sheni. Generally, these parakim are skipped by anybody who learns Masachet Pesachim, as well as the Bnei Yeshivot who do not learn these parakim. They are skipped most likely because they are considered to be difficult because people are not well versed in Kodashim, as well as not considered to be quote unquote the Maaseh. As we brought in our introduction to Masechet Zvachim, as well as to the Seder Kodashim, I encourage you to take a look at the Makarot that we put there. The Chafetz Chaim takes a very strong stand in the Likutei Halachot on the learning of Seder Kodashim and Sugyot that deal with Kodashim. He says that first of all, many Bnei Yeshivot learn many Masechtot that are not the Maaseh, and they have no problem with that, so why should Kodashim be any exception? But in addition to that, he says that Kodashim is probably more the Maaseh than anything else. He says that we're standing on the edge of the possibility of the Geula, of Mashiach showing up, and who knows, tomorrow we're going to go to Yerushalayim, and nobody's going to know what to do because we don't learn the Dinim of Kodashim. And so he encourages and he pushes that everybody should learn Kodashim, especially the Masechto dealing with Kodashim. And there in those Makarot, we also brought all the Mamarei Chazal that indicate that the learning of Kodashim is considered as if we brought Kodashim and has a very positive message about the learning of Kodashim. So now that we are beginning this section of Kodashim, I encourage people to take a look at that and to have an open mind and a positive attitude towards learning the Kodashim that we're going to encounter for now between the fifth parak and the ninth parak. So here the Mishnah begins, Tamid Nishchat, the Tamid shall ben arbaim, the Tamid in the afternoon. This is relevant because the Korban HaPesach, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, is the only Korban that is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is the last Korban that's brought in the Mikdash. No other Korbanot are brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. The exception to that rule is the Korban HaPesach. So when the Korban HaPesach is brought is relevant because that begins the time period when you can bring the Korban HaPesach. So what the Mishnah says here, Tamid Nishchat Bishmona Mechza, on a normal day, the Tamid is shechted in the 8.5 hour, and then it is put on the Mizbeach in the 9.5 hour. So we're going to look at a day structured in a perfect situation, an equinox, where the morning starts, the sun rises at 6 a.m., and the sun sets at 6 p.m. The reason we do that is just to facilitate the ease of understanding of the hours that are utilized here. Obviously, in reality, all they do is translate what we say about an equinox or a perfect day into what we call sha'ot zmaniyot, which means that we take the daylight hours, that means the time from sunrise until sunset, we divide it by 12, and that gives us the relative hours of the day. So for instance, in a case where we have a day that is 13 hours long, then if you divide that by 12, you'll have 12 whole hours, plus the other 60 minutes is divided by 12, gives you 5 minutes extra. That means that each hour of the day is really an hour and 5 minutes. So then, the first hour of the day would be an hour and 5 minutes into the day. The second hour would be 2 hours and 10 minutes into the day. And so on and so forth. So if you're looking at noontime, 12 o'clock on that day, which actually be 6 hours and 30 minutes from sunrise, will be noon on that day. And that's how you would calculate all the different hours that we're giving over here based on the relative hours. For every hour would really incorporate an hour and 5 minutes. And so that hour and 5 minutes will be considered the first hour of the day, hour and 5 minutes, the second hour of the day, and so on and so forth. And that gives us the same outcomes as the numbers here when it's done with the equinox, just you'll have to do it on that relative basis. So if you take in a perfect situation where you have sunrise at 6 a.m. and sunset at 6 p.m., then you have 12-hour day. So then on the 8.5 hour, which is at 2:30 in the afternoon, you would shech the korban tamid shel ben arbaim, and then it would be put on the mizbech. It takes an hour of processing and working to get it all done, and it would be placed on the mizbech at tisha mechza at 3:30 in the afternoon, which is the beginning time of what we call mincha tana. Barvei psachim on erev pesach nishchat b'shevo mechza v'karei b'shmono mechza. When it comes to erev pesach, then it's shechted at the 7.5 hour. And then it's put on the Mizbeach at the 8.5 hour. So that means that it's shechted at 1:30, and it's put on the Mizbeach at 2:30. The reason for bringing it up or moving it up is because we have to bring the Korban HaPesach afterwards. So they wanted to give more time afterwards in order to bring the Korban HaPesach. Ben Bechol, Ben B'Shabbat. This applies whether it's on a weekday or whether it's on Shabbat. What this is modifying in the Mishnah will be subject to Machloka later on in the Gemara. Let's assume for now it applies to everything. That means that it applies to the first statement of the Mishnah, which is that on a regular day, the Korban Tamid Ben Abraham is brought 8.5 hours onto the day. And then 9.5 hours, it's karev, because on a regular weekday, we try to push back the Korban HaPesach a little bit, because we have the Nidarim and Nidavot. The individuals who brought the voluntary offerings or Korbanot in the Mikdash, they have to get them all in before the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. So we want to give them sufficient time to do that. On Erev HaPesach, now Erev HaPesach, whether it falls out in Shabbat, whether it falls out in Chol, we also have to consider another factor, which is giving enough time afterwards to bring the Korban HaPesach. And so therefore we move it up an hour in order to accommodate the bring of the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. Now as far as Shabbat is concerned, Shabbat doesn't have any worry or consideration of Nidarim and Davot. Voluntary offerings cannot be brought on Shabbat. Despite that fact, we say that Shabbat has the same din as Chol because of Lo Plug. We don't want to differentiate. We don't want any mistakes to come out of this. So therefore we say that Chol and Shabbat have the same time frame, both for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim that's brought on a regular time during the year, or whether it's the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim that's brought on Erev HaPesach. Now, one other time period is Chal Erev Pesach Teyot Be'erev Shabbat. If Erev Pesach was out on Erev Shabbat, Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza, then it's Shechted at 12:30. Mukarei B'Sheva Mechza, then it's put on the Mizbeach at 1:30 in the afternoon. Pesach Acharav, and the Pesach comes after it. So here is the 6:30 or 12:30 on the day is what we call the beginning of Mincha Gidola. So the time frame for Mincha Gidola starts at 12:30. Time frame for Mincha Ktana starts at 3:30. And that's actually governed by what we say in our Mishnah, that the normal time for the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim to put on its Beach was 3:30 in the afternoon. That's the beginning of Mincha Ktana. And Chag Dola starts from 12:30, because there were times of the year, meaning when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbat, then they used to move up the Korban Tamid to 12:30. And the reason for that is because not only did they have to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbat, that's Erev Pesach, but they also had to roast them prior to Shabbat. Because the roasting of the Korban Pesach is not Doche Shabbat. And since it's not Doche Shabbat, you have to complete the entire process before Shabbat. So in order to allow for the maximum time before the onset of Shabbat, they move the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim up to the earliest point possible on that day, and that's 12:30. So now the Gemara wants to understand, Menahane Mile, where do we know there's a din from? Amar Bishur Melevi Damakra, the Pasuk says, Et HaKeves Echad Taseh Bavokir, Ve'et HaKeves Sheni Taseh Ben Harabayim. You have the two kvasim that are their Karbonei Tamid that are brought each day. There's a Karbon Tamid Shel Shachar that's brought in the Bokir. And there's a keves hasheni, which is the second keves, the karban tamid, that is brought ben ha'arbayim, between the evenings. Chalkeyu, the ben shnei aravim. Put it between the two evenings. Becho to mechsa dekan. Ubecho to mechsa dekan. Shachat asiyato. So if you take from the middle of the day to the end of the day, if you take it from noon until 6 o'clock, you have 6 hours. Now, I know that I have an hour of processing in between, where I need to shech the korban and then bring the korban. So now if I do that, I want to divide it and get it at the center of those 2 points, between 12 and 6, then I will move it up from 6 o'clock, 2.5 hours, which is 3:30 in the afternoon, and I'll take from 12 o'clock in the afternoon and add 2.5 hours, that gets me to 2:30 in the afternoon. And that's the normal placement of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, is between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. So we got that from simply taking Ben Arbaim, splitting the Erev, splitting the time period, which is the afternoon, in half. And once we split the afternoon in half, we get to a point where it's being done, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. Becho to Mechzadakan, Shtemech Becho to Mechzadakan, V'Shachat Asiyato, an hour for processing or the doing or the preparing of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. That gives us the times that are found in our Mishnah. Meitiv Rava, Rava challenges this understanding as the source for the fact that we bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim at 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Barvei Pesachim Nishchat B'Sheva Mechza, V'Karei B'Shmona Mechza, Ben B'Chol Ben B'Shabbat. On Erev Pesach, we can move it up. We move it up an hour. V'Yisach Adatcha B'Shmona Mechza D'Oraito. If you're telling me the reason that we're bringing the Tamid Shel Rabbayim in the middle of the afternoon is because that's a din min haTorah, that's a proper placement of it min haTorah, heivam haktaminan leh, how do we move it up? How do we make it earlier on Erev Pesach? Or how do we make it earlier on Erev Pesach that's Erev Shabbat? We don't have a right to move it around. If that's the din midoraita, when the time for Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is, then why are we moving it around? Elo Amar Rava. Rava now explains to us what's the din of Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Mitzvato de Tamid Mishnatu Tzalayerev. The mitzvah of the Tamid begins once the sun starts to cast a shadow towards the eastern side. As the sun rises, it casts a shadow to the western side. It's found in the eastern side of the sky and casts a shadow towards the west. In the afternoon and evening, the sun moves over into the western side and now casts a shadow back to the eastern side. And then Ben Arbaim indicates to us that that's a time period when you can bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. That Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is based on when the shadow is cast towards the eastern side, when the sun casts the shadow in the opposite direction. So my time, Adam Akra. What's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, Ben Harbaim. Midna dematchil shim shel ma'arav. From the point in time when the sun starts to move into the western side. So Hilkach. Therefore, b'shay yimot ha'shana, d'ika nidari munidavot. In the remainder of the year, when we have these voluntary offerings that are brought by individuals and we need more time to bring them before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, Rachman Amar is a pasuk that we're going to learn in tomorrow's daf, which is Victir Aleach Ovei HaShilamim. On the Tamid Shel Shachar, you must complete the entirety of all the korbanot that need to be brought in the Mikdash that day. V'amamar Aleach HaShleim Korbanot Kulam. On that, Korban, Tamid Shel Shachar, all the other Korbanot must be completed. Therefore, we postpone it, we push back the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Because if it was Rizim Makdim in the Mitzvot, you would want to bring the Korban, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim as early as possible, which is at 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day. Why are we postponing it all the way back to 8.5 hours to 9.5 hours? The answer being is that we need that extra time. So Tarte Shai, we push it back 2 hours, Bavdinan Le Bishmono Mechza. And then we do it on the 8.5 hours at 2:30. Barbei Pesachim Dika Pesach Rav. On Erev Pesach, we also have the Pesach after the Tamid Shel Rabbayim. So there's a counterforce that is saying to us, don't go too late, because we need time after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim to bring the Korban HaPesach. Kadmin Lei Shachat. We push it back. We move it earlier 1 hour. And then we do it at 7.5 hours or at 1:30. Chal Erev Pesach Liot Erev Shabbat. When you have Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbat, Dika Namit Liato. Then you have the roasting of the Korban Pesach that must take place before nightfall. Delo dachi Shabbat, because it's not overriding Shabbat. We put it back to its core din. The core din being that the beginning of bringing the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is at 12:30, at 6.5 hours on the day. And we leave it there. We go back to the original point where you would assume it would be if it were not for other mitigating factors. So that is the position of Rava. One important thing to note over here is what Rashi says. Why is it that Ben Arbaim begins from 12:30? Technically, if noon is the middle of the day, then the sun starts to move into the western side already after noon. Noon should be the middle of the day. You should be able to bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim starting at noon and not at 12:30. So Rashi over here says something, and we've noted this in the past, that Rashi is soter himself in a number of places in Shas as to the real reason or the core reason as to why we wait until 12:30 for Mincha, or to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Kiv Eger over here already notes that Rashi speaks about this in other places, and some of those places he's soter what he says here. And that is, Kulata Chanta Derabonani. According to Rava, the entire thing is a Takana Derabanan. Dmidoraito. Koshe Shod Achronot Kisherot. The latter 6 hours of the day are Kisherot. Dehainu Kichi Nanutu Tzalei Erev. Because that's already the time period when the sun is moved into the western side. Dehainu. Michatzi Sheva Ve'elech. That's from the half of the 7th hour and onwards, meaning from 6.5 hours onwards, or 12:30 and onwards. Shachamanu Telem Arav, because in that case, the sun is on the western side. Vatzel Mizrach, and it casts the shadow to the eastern side. Shadam Omed Keneged Achama, Tzilo Note Lemizrach. When you stand on opposite the sun, it's cast to the eastern side. Chatzi Sheish Vechatzi Sheva, the half hour that is before noon, and the half hour after noon, Yomed Be'emtza Regia, the sun is in the middle of the sky. It doesn't cast a shadow in either direction, but underneath them. So Rashi says the day is basically broken up into three parts. There's from sunrise until 11:30, until 5.5 hours unto the day, which is that the sun is on the eastern side and it casts a shadow to the west. Then there's the next part of the day, which is from 11:30 until 12:30. That's noontime. That's the middle of the day. During that period, the sun is above, and therefore there's no shadow cast except below the individual, because it's not in the west, not in the east. Then from 12:30 onward till sunset, the sun is in the western side, and it casts a shadow to the eastern side. What Rashi explains over here is that the middle of the day, from 11:30 to 12:30, the sun is in the center of the sky. It's not considered as if it casts a shadow. So for that reason, we begin the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim from 12:30 and onward, because that's the first time period when it begins to have a shadow that's cast, because the sun's on the western side. So Rashi from here suggests that Mi'ikar Adin, you couldn't have the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, or you could not have Mincha prior to 12:30, 6.5 hours onto the day, because it doesn't qualify. Now Rashi in other places says that truthfully we could do it from noon, including on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Bet in our Masechta, where Rashi says, V'tamid, afo pish nishchat b'shechet u'mechza, zmano min ha-Torah mitchilat sheva, v'elech. The real time for the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim begins at noontime, not at 12:30. That the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim or Mincha could be davened from noon. The reason we don't do it is because in the Beit HaMikdash, the walls were very thick. And since the walls were very thick, it took an additional half an hour after noon for the sun to start to cast a shadow. For the period of time between 11:30 and 12:30, when the sun is in the center of the sky, it did not cast a shadow in the Mikdash. Not because it wouldn't cast a shadow anywhere else, but because in the Mikdash, the thickness of the wall captured the shadow. And therefore, there was no shadow during that interim period in the middle of the day. But from 12:30 and onward, it did cast a shadow. So, based on that, Rashi, or that explanation in Rashi, Mi'ikar Adin, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, or the Davening of Mincha could really start at noon, at midday. The reason we don't do it is because either we call it a safek, or because of in the Mikdash, the walls were thicker, and there was no shadow cast after that. As opposed to Rashi's explanation over here, which says, Mi'ikar Adin, you can never bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim before 12:30, and you cannot daven Mincha before 12:30, because there is no shadow during that period of time. So again, Rashi brings these two different interpretations, which have a nafka mina as to whether you can really start davening at noon, not at 12:30. We, Alocha, daven after 12:30. But maybe Shatat Chak, maybe you could rely on that Rashi to daven from noontime and onward, if that really is the proper interpretation which Rashi is giving in these other locations. But based on the Rashi here, there is no such option, because Mi'ikar Adin, Ben Arbayim does not start until 12:30. So that is the position of Rava. Rava is saying that technically the time period is from 6.5 hours on in the day, 12:30 until sunset at 6 o'clock. And technically, you would always do Zrizim Ektim the Mitzvot, you would do it as early as possible, but because of Nidarim the Devot, we have to get in as many Karbanot as possible for it to meet Shabbat Arbayim, we push it back. But that's only in cases where Nidarim and Devot are only a consideration. Where Pesach starts to become a consideration, which is then after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, then we move the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim up earlier, until on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbat, we move it back to the earliest point it can be, in order to facilitate the ability of people to bring the Karbanot of Pesach and roast it prior to Shabbat. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Braita down, somewhat cryptic Braita, that's now going to have three different interpretations by the Amoraim. It's going to be by Abayi, Rava, and Rava Barula. Each one of them is going to give their interpretation of this Braita, and then try to reconcile that with our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan. Kis siduro b'chol, the way it's done on the weekday, kach siduro b'shabbat. So too is it done on Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's the position. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer, kis siduro b'erev Pesach. It's similar to the way that it's done on Erev Pesach. So first of all, what is Rabbi Yishmael speaking about? Is he speaking about a regular weekday? Is he speaking about Erev Pesach? What's he speaking about? And Rabbi Akiva's response to him is that it's similar to Erev Pesach. What does that mean? So now, my kamar, what is being said here? So Amar Abaye, here we have the first explanation of this. Braita according to Abaye. Hachi kamar, this is what it's meant. Kisiduro b'chol b'Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yishmael is saying that the way you do the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach that falls out on a weekday, Kach sidro b'Shabbat b'Erev Pesach is similar to the way that you do it on Erev Pesach that falls out on a Shabbat. So Erev Pesach that falls out on Chol and Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat both have the same timing for the Tamid, and that is 7.5 hours onto the day, or Yishechta beginning at 1:30 in the afternoon. Similar to what our Mishnah said. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's the position of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kisiduro b'erev Pesach, shchaliot b'erev Shabbat. Kach sidro b'Shabbat. The way to do it properly is, we know that our Mishnah says that when you have Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbat, we move the Tamid back to 6.5 hours onto the day, or 12:30, the beginning of the period of time of Mincha Gedolah or Ben Harbayim. Begiva is suggesting that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, you move it all the way up to 6.5 hours on the day, or 12:30, similar to the way it is on Erev Pesach, that is Erev Shabbat. The reason being that on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbat, you don't have to worry about Nedarim and Devot. So you may as well move it back as far as possible, as early as you want. The way that you do on Erev Pesach, that is Erev Shabbat, that's the way you do it on Erev Pesach, that's on Shabbat. Umatanina and Diktani, in our Mishnah, that says, Ben Bechol, Ben B'Shabbat, says that they have the same din on Chol and Shabbat when it comes to Erev Pesach. That is Rabbi Shmuel. He's the author of that, because Rabbi Shmuel says that you bring it on the 7.5 hour, 1:30 in the afternoon, both for Erev Pesach on Chol and Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat. But my Kamiflege, what's the source or the core machloket here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? So that is because b'musafim konmin the bazichim kamiflegei. They're arguing about whether the karban musaf goes before the bazichim or the opposite way around. The bazichim go before the karban musaf. Bazichim are the livuna, frankincense that was on the shulchan, that was placed on mizbeach on Shabbat in order to be matir, the lechem apanim, to be eaten by the kohanim. That was put on mizbeach on Shabbat. In addition to that, on Shabbat you also have the karbanei musaf of Shabbat. So which one goes first? Rabbi Shmuel savar musafim konmin lebazichim. Rabbi Shmuel says the musafim have to be done before you put on the bazichim. And the reason behind Rabbi Shmuel's position is that it says yom by the musafim, and it says yom twice by the bazichim. So yom will go before yom that said twice by the bazichim. Avduhu the musafim b'sheish, you do karbanei musaf at 6 hours onto the day or noon. The reason being that by karban musaf it says yom during the daytime and not boker in the morning time. So when would you do it? Yom bitzu Moshe Yom, in the middle of the day. So Karban Musaf is done at 6 hours on today or noontime. Ubazichim. And then the Bazichim are done at 7 hours on today or at 1 o'clock or 1 p.m. because you want to wait for the completion of the Karbanei Musaf. Then Vavidle the Tamid b'sheva Mechta. And then at 7.5 hours into the day or 1:30 in the afternoon, you would do the Karban Tamid. So there you only have a small window or time frame to do the quote unquote the Bazichim, to deal with the Bazichim. Rashi asks why that is and gives two possible answers. Either because giving out the Lechem HaPanim didn't take a full hour, only and a half an hour. Or, as Rashi says, that the Mishnah tells us that we either do it at 9.5 hours, 8.5 hours, 7.5 hours, 6.5 hours. And that's the standard times when you do the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So therefore we're going to do it at 7.5 hours, not at 8 hours, because that's an hour that doesn't figure in with the normal schedule of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. And that's what Tosafot favors, that answer versus the Bazichim, because we're going to see in a second, even when they reverse the Bazichim to the Musafim, then they give them a full hour. So he says that it just has to do with the normal schedule of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. But based on that, that's why Rabbi Shmuel comes up with the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im on Shabbat being brought at 7.5 hours. The Bazichim go before the Musafim, despite the fact that it says by the Bazichim Yom Yom, and by Musafim it only says Yom once. Nevertheless, he has a Gzera Shov of Chuka Chuka from the Chabitim, and therefore he says the Bazichim go before the Musafim. So then, Bazichim B'Chamesh, do the Bazichim on the 5th hour, because you don't need to wait to do the Bazichim, because the Bazichim are now before the Musafim. The Musafim are going to be at noon, at 6 hours onto the day. So I'm going to do it prior to that. I do that at the 5th hour. Bazichim at the 5th hour. Musafim b'sheish. And the Musafim are done at noontime. Vavilei the Tamid b'sheish u'mechza. And then you do the Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours on the day or at 12:30. So that's the reasoning behind Rabbi Akiva's position versus Rabbi Shmuel's position. Again, Rabbi Shmuel will be the author of our Mishnah because Rabbi Akiva thinks that Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbat, will have the same din as Erev Pesach that falls out on a regular Shabbat, that you start at 6.5 hours. As opposed to our Mishnah that compares Erev Pesach on Chol to Erev Pesach on Shabbat, where you begin at 7.5 hours, and that's the position of Rabbi Shmuel. Mat Kifla Rava. Rava challenges Abaye's explanation here and says, Mide Rabbi Akiva kisidro be'erev Pesach shechol yot be'erev Shabbat katani? In Rabbi Akiva's words, where did you ever see this, that it's Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbat? That's not what he says. Kisidro be'erev Pesach stomach tani. He just says that it's the similar to the way it's done on Erev Pesach. Eloma Rava, Hachi Kamar. This is how to read the Braita. Here's our second interpretation of this Braita by an Amora. Here's Rava's opinion. The way that the Karban Tamid is brought on a regular weekday, that's the way that it's brought on Shabbat Erev Pesach. So we know on a regular weekday it's brought 8.5 hours into the day at 2:30 in the afternoon. And so he says here that just like on a regular weekday it's brought at 2:30 in the afternoon, so too when it's Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat, we're going to bring it at 8.5 hours at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll explain why in a second. The Gemara explained why Rabbi Shmuel has this opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidro Erev Pesach. It has the same din as a normal Erev Pesach. Normal Erev Pesach, the Korban is brought at 7.5 hours at 1:30 in the afternoon. So too, whenever Pesach has Shabbat, it's brought at 1:30 in the afternoon. I mean, they have the same din. And therefore, Umatznitan, the Gdani ben Bechol ben Shabbat, our mission that says that there's no difference between Chol and Shabbat by Erev Pesach, will be authored by Rabbi Akiva, because he's the one who says that there's no difference. Erev Pesach on Shabbat, Erev Pesach on Chol, 7.5 hours, 1:30 in the afternoon. Because Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Erev Pesach on Chol, you're right, 7.5 hours. But Erev Pesach on Shabbat, you do it at 8.5 hours like you would do it on a normal weekday for the Tamid Shev Ben Arbaim. What's the machloch about? Why is this true? But my kamiflegay, the michmar bisrak kamiflegay, they're worried about the question of whether we worry about the rotting of the meat or the overheating of the meat. You're dealing with bringing the garment of Pesach in the afternoon on Shabbat. You will not be able to roast the meat until after Shabbat and Motzei Shabbat. So whatever time period you bring it during the day, you're going to have to then sit with it, wait with it until you can roast it. And it's hot outside, and it could be that the meat will spoil or go bad. So what Rabbi Ishmael suggests is that on Erev Pesach at Shabbat, we push the Tamid Shev Ben Arbaim a little later in the day. That way the carbon of Pesach are brought later in the day, and they only have a short window in which they need to wait in order to be roasted. Versus, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you move it back the hour, then you actually have people bringing the Korban Pesach and sitting around with it for all this time period until they can roast it on Motzei Shabbat. So that's their machloket. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we worry about the meat rotting, so therefore we push the Korban Tamid back. We make it later in the day, so the Korban Pesach will also be later in the day. Rabbi Kiva said, "Lo chashin lemichmar bistro," and Rabbi Kiva says, "We don't worry about that, and therefore we can move the Korban Tamid up to 7.5 hours on the day." E lo chashin, and the Gemara says, "Wait, according to Rabbi Kiva, if we don't care about the meat going bad, then nav de b'sheishamechsa, move it all the way up to 6.5 hours on the day." Kasavar musafim kamin lebezichim. No, because he thinks that, as opposed to what we said in the previous explanation of Abaye, he believes here that the musafim go before the bezichim. Avilu musafim b'sheish, as we said before, the musafim are brought at noontime, but sichim are brought at sheva, the 7th hour at 1 o'clock, v'avilu the tamid b'sheva mechsa, and he does the korban tamid at 1:30 p.m. or 7.5 hours out into the day. That's Rova's explanation of the Mishnah, and Rova's explanation of the Mishnah, the question is about Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it has the same din as a korban tamid that's brought on a regular weekday, which is 8.5 hours onto the day. And Rabbi Akiva believes, no, that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat is the same din as Erev Pesach that falls out on Chol on a weekday, which is 7.5 hours onto the day, or 1:30 p.m., similar to what our Mishnah says. Then, Matifla Rabba Barula, Rabba Barula questions the position of Rava. Midei kisidro b'chol, kach sidro b'shabbat. Where do you see, in the words of Rabbi Shmuel, you criticize the Bai for the way he read Rabbi Akiva? I don't see you doing much better with the position of Rabbi Yishmael. Does it say kisidro b'chol, kach sidro b'shabbat b'erev Pesach? The way they do it on a weekday is the same way you do it on Shabbat, Erev Pesach, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Tani. That's not what's written. Tani, kach sidro b'shabbat. Just like on Shabbat. Stoma, without any Erev Pesach. Elam Rabba Barula, this is the explanation of that praita. Kachik Tani, kisidro b'chol da'ama, kach sidro b'shabbat da'ama, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Mishmael's not talking about Erev Pesach at all. He says the way that you do it on a weekday is the same way that you do it on Shabbat for the Tamid Shev Ben Arbaim. Tamid Shev Ben Arbaim on the weekday is brought 8.5 hours into the day, 2:30 p.m. So too on Shabbat, it's brought on 2:30 p.m. Even though, again, for Shabbat, you don't have the issue of Nadarim and Devarot need to be brought beforehand, but because of Lo Plug, we go ahead and say, do it on Shabbat the same way you did it on the weekday. That's the position of Rabbi Shmuel. Hiva Merkis, you drove Erev Pesach, the Alma. When do you bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbat? You bring it at the same time that you would bring it on an Erev Pesach that it falls out on a weekday. Erev Pesach falls on a weekday, we bring it 7.5 hours into the day, or 1:30 p.m. So just like on a weekday, you bring it at 1:30 p.m., so too Shabbat. A plain Shabbat, you would bring it at 1:30 p.m. or 7.5 hours onto the day. Because there we don't need to push the Tamid Shev Ben Arbaim back, make it later to accommodate the Nedarim and Devot. On Pesach, there are no Nedarim and Devot, so he doesn't need to push it back, therefore he moves it up. And therefore, Matnitin Netani Ben B'chol Ben B'Shabbat Divrei Akoli. Our Mishnah says there's no difference between Chol and Shabbat, is according to everyone. Because now they understand the Mishnah is that Ben B'chol Ben B'Shabbat is only going on the second line in the Mishnah, which is referring to Be'erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat, and Erev Pesach that falls out on Chol, the din is the same. But as far as a regular weekday versus Shabbat, bringing the Korban Tamid, there actually is a difference for Rabbi Akiva, though there is no difference for Rabbi Shmuel. So what we're saying over here is that in Ochanami, that between Chol and Shabbat, there is a difference according to Rabbi Akiva, but that's just not addressed by our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, when it says Ben B'chol Ben B'Shabbat, is on Erev Pesach, the second part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah just says you bring a Tamid at 8.5 hours on day, 2:30 p.m. without defining whether it's Chol or Shabbat. So everybody agrees by Chol, that would be the case. By Shabbat, we have a machloket, the regular Shabbat, we have a machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, but my gemifligay, what are they arguing about? Gzeirat nidavot nidarim gemifligay, they're arguing about this gzeirat to push the Tamid back a little bit, to make it later in the day in order to accommodate the voluntary offerings that are brought in the Mikdash, to get all the karbanot done before the Tamid should have been Arabayim. Shmuel Savar Gazrin and Shabbat Atuchol. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, we're going to be gozer on Shabbat Atuchol in order to give credence to the Gezerah that on a weekday we bring it at 8.5 hours on today or 2:30 p.m. in order to accommodate all the extra karbanot. We're going to do the same on Shabbat, even though it's not relevant on Shabbat, but we do it at the same time every day, in order to maintain that it'll be a steady time, and that we won't have any questions of moving it up, moving it back. People will know that it's always at 2:30 p.m. It's always at 8.5 hours onto the day. On the weekdays, out of necessity to accommodate the Nedarim and the Devot. And Shabbat, just to mimic that which we do during the weekday. Give us Lo Gazrina, Rabbi Shabbat says, we don't go there. So we're not go there. We don't worry about on Shabbat, about Nedarim and Devot. We can make it even earlier than normal. He says, Yilu Gazrina, Navde Bivav Bamechsav. You want to make it earlier then? You don't care about Nedarim and Devot. Why don't you go all the way back to 6.5 hours, the beginning of the time period? Zizim Maktim the Mitzvot. So Kasavar, again, similar to what we said before, then he believes Rabbi Kiva, Musafim come in the Bazichim. Musafim come before the Bazichim. Therefore, Musafim Bishesh. You bring the Musafim at noontime. Bazichim Bezayin, the frankincense goes on the Mizbech at the 7th hour. Then you do Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim at 7.5 hours onto the day, meaning on Shabbat, you're Maktim at 1 hour versus a regular weekday according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara is going to bring down 2 braitot from which we're going to challenge one time Abaye's position, the other time Rava's position, and then they're going to reconcile with these braitot. The first braitot says, Meitavei, Tamid Kol Shana Kula Karev Ki Yochato, all year round, the Tamid is brought like it's supposed to be brought. Nishchat b'shvona mechsa, it's put on the mizbeach 8.5 hours on today at 2:30 p.m. Bikarei b'teta mechsa, and then it's mukrav on the mizbeach 9.5 hours on today at 3:30 p.m. Uve'erev Pesach, on erev Pesach nishchat b'zayinu mechsa, then it's brought at the 7.5 hours at 1:30 p.m. Bikarei even put on the mizbeach 8.5 hours on today, chedu mechsa, which is 2:30 p.m. Chaliot b'shabbat, if erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, k'chaliot b'sheni b'shabbat, it's no different than it falling out on a Monday on a regular weekday. Now Rashi says that Sheni B'Shabbat is just an example of a weekday, it has no significance. Although he says, Itaame, there were those that said that Monday is relevant because we know that Pesach is Lo Bodu Pesach. Pesach cannot fall out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And that means that in a weekday, the first day that Erev Pesach could fall out is on a Monday, because Pesach will be on Tuesday. Pesach's on Tuesday, then Erev Pesach will be on the first weekday is Monday. Rashi says that doesn't make sense because over here we're not talking about people who are Mikadesh Alpiyariya. There's no issue of Lo Bodu Pesach. Tosafot disagrees and says even when they're Mikadesh Alpiyariya, they try to avoid Lo Bodu Pesach and Lo Adu Rosh. That Pesach should not fall out on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that Rosh Hashanah should not fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Despite the fact that they were still Mikadesh Alpiyariya, Chachamim tried to work on the calendar to make it work out, that they would push the Edim in one direction or another in order to have it turn out that you wouldn't have these situations. So Tosafot says he thinks it is a good reason about the Monday, even though they're Mekadesh Alpi HaRiyah, nevertheless, they did try to avoid these dates. So that's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the position of Rabbi Shmuel, and that really accords with the position of Abaye, who says that Rabbi Shmuel believes that Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday and Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat have the same din, which is 7.5 hours into the day. Kiva America, see the robe Erev Pesach, the way that it's done in Erev Pesach, obviously, when you say Erev Pesach, it means Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbat. Bishlam Abaye Nechid. According to Abaye, this all works out. That's exactly what he just said in Rabbi Shmuel. Elo Rav, Okrasha, for Rava, it's problematic. Rava says that Rabbi Shmuel believes that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat is the same din as Erev Pesach, that's Erev Shabbat. 6.5 hours in the day, 12:30. L'charova lo teima kechal b'sheni b'shabbat. Don't end the brayta that as if it's brought on Monday. Teima k'sheni b'shabbat da'almo. It's not on a Monday that's Erev Pesach, but rather on a regular Monday period. And a regular Monday period is the time that you bring the korban at Tamid is at 8.5 hours onto the day. And that would be similar to Rabbi Shmuel's position with regards to Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, which is 8.5 hours onto the day, which is what Rava says Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is. Meitavei, the second brayta now, Chaliot b'Shabbat, when it falls out on Shabbat, Kitziru kol hashana kula. Similar to the way that it is all year round. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kitziru b'Erev Pesach d'alma. It's like a Erev Pesach on a weekday. Bishlam other Rava Necha. This works well for Rava, who explains Rabbi Shmuel's position as being when Erev Pesach falls out in Shabbat, it's the same din as if the Tamid fell out on a regular weekday, which means 8.5 hours into the day or 2:30 p.m. So that's exactly what is being said in this Braita, that Erev Pesach falls out in Shabbat is like Karban Tamid from the rest of the year. Tivir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, because you do a Erev Pesach Dalma. It's like Erev Pesach on a regular day. Bishlam Rava Necha. Again, for Rava, this works out. Ela Baye Kasha. For Baye, this is problematic, because this is not the way that he explains Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Chabaye. Lo temo kusidro kol hashana. Don't say like the way it's done all year round. Halema kusidro kol hashanim kulan. Rather like all the years that you bring the Korban Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, it should be similar to all the years that Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday. And there'll be no difference between them, which is the way Bai learns Rabbi Ishmael. Divi Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Kivimor, kusidro be'erev Pesach she'ehiot be'erev Shabbat. And then Rabbi Kiva says no, that the way it's done on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat is similar to the way it's done on Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbat, the way that Abai learned before and explained the Braita. Now he's explained this Braita in a similar manner. Okay, we're going to stop over here and we'll continue with the Limudim and the Gemara tomorrow as to what goes before what or why the Karban Pesach comes after the Tamarin Tamid from the Psukim.